Israel needs to do more
to hold themselves to their own standards.
The shelling of a UN facility is totally unacceptable and totally indefensible.
Statements made repeatedly now by the Obama administration on Israel's actions in Gaza, culminating in this from the State Department Sunday. The United States is appalled by today's disgraceful shelling. Now, that's not to say the U.S. hasn't also verbally slammed Hamas, and the White House's take on U.S.-Israel relations today.
The nature of our relationship is strong and unchanged.
But what's also unchanged is the tension that's been there. Analysts say President Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu despise each other.
There's a fundamental sense of mistrust.
Former State Department insider Aaron David Miller calls the relationship the most dysfunctional ever, each side thinking the other is ignoring their interests.
I think the president looks at Netanyahu. He doesn't feel that there's much respect for American interests. And the prime minister looks at the president and considers him bloodless and insensitive when it comes to really understanding Israeli needs.
Remember that supposed to be private exchange between the then French president and Obama in 2011. Sarkozy saying, "I cannot bear Netanyahu. He's a liar." Obama responding, "But I have to deal with him even more often than you." Nothing like an open mic to tell the world how you're really feeling.
I'm a strong friend of the state of Israel.
On Netanyahu's part, he welcomed Obama's rival Mitt Romney with open arms before the election and delivered the president a rather uncomfortable 7-minute lecture in the Oval Office while cameras rolled.
As I told you in our conversation, we don't have a lot of margin for error.
There's great frustration. The administration's tendency is to make a statement. But the louder they speak and the tougher the rhetoric without some follow-up, the greater the gap in the president's credibility. He has less than 1,000 days remaining in his presidency. He has to choose what issues he wants to push and what fights he wants to have. And picking one with the Israelis, frankly, or at least responding to Netanyahu, is not a smart fight.
The relationship between these two nations remains strong, clearly. The challenge is lasting progress when personalities clash at the top behind the scenes of a conflict.